Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this beautiful Sunday. It is gorgeous outside. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, back in the studio and in the air conditioning. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You know, last week was fun, but every year when they do that event, the Rosie Casals event outside, it's 100 degrees.
It has to be, right?
Right. And you had me turn my fan off, by the way. I'm still angry about that.
You know what's funny is I didn't think it was the fan. I couldn't tell what it was, but it was just, and it was so loud, and I thought maybe I was just going crazy until we went to commercial, and it just stopped. I was like, oh, wait.
No, it was a fan I had right there on my desk, but it was a lot of fun. It was a great turnout. So next year, they've already asked me to come back next year, and I said, okay, I'll be there. All right. Well, the music festivals are almost over. Lots of gusty winds I hear last night out at Stagecoach, but is what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all still having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. I heard. In fact, I even saw a few complaints. I saw some really odd comments about Stagecoach on Facebook and stuff. People said that it was sort of the norm that there was so much marijuana around Coachella Fest.
Right.
And it was not a big deal. However, the Stagecoach people are finding it, different or almost exciting or something. I'm not really sure that this marijuana is flowing so freely over there. Yeah.
So it didn't flow freely before this, or?
I guess not. Even the celebrities are saying, wow, it smells like a pot shop over here at Stagecoach, where with Coachella Fest, those celebrities, those performers who, they didn't care. So interesting. And then some people were also saying that the flow of the beer at Stagecoach is as if it's endless beer promotions everywhere you go.
Well, that's what you have to watch out for. You have to watch out for the beer.
Yeah, I mean, beer, guess goes with the cowboy stuff and stuff. I don't know. I used to train horses and stuff. I didn't drink beer. But anyway, that was big. But otherwise, though, on the flip side, a lot of people are having a great time. And Garth Brooks tonight will be a huge closing night with Garth Brooks. So anyway, thanks to Swiss Donuts over there on the corner of Country Club and Monterey. Jennifer and Michael, say hi when you go in there. And today's show is presented by McDonald's. So when was the last time you had one of their delicious shakes? Right now I'm hooked on strawberry shakes. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I don't need them, but when I have a chance, I have one. I like that. Now, this past week, I went to Legoland in Carlsbad for the opening of their Castle Hotel, which we'll talk about the hotel, in the next hour of the show, in the travel hour of the show. But I was obsessed, and I'm going to say it, obsessed with what they made out of Legos. It is incredible.
Really?
It really is. I mean, I just took pictures. I must have took 100 pictures of things that they made out of Legos.
It's awesome. I've never seen it, but I've seen large Lego, I don't know, structures.
Yeah, sculptures
statues,
is what,
whatever you want to call them. But I can only imagine that Legoland, I'm sure they're just massive.
Yeah, it's really, really something. And like I said, we'll talk more about it in the second hour. But one thing that really struck out, besides the Legos themselves, and I talked about this yesterday on the golf show, and I want to bring this up. You're a dad. You can relate to all this. I mean, my parents were really into, when I was showing horses, they were kind of horse show parents. You know, we used to have a nickname for all these parents, and you have football
right.
parents and baseball parents and whatnot. And they're there and showing support, but some go over the top
right.
about wanting their kids to be athletes and all that stuff. Look at Tiger Woods. Yeah, he's a superstar. Hit a few bumps along the way in his career. But what I saw for the very first time is parents trying to make YouTube stars out of their kids.
Yeah. I've never seen that, but that sounds horrible.
Well, I tell you, Sean, I was sitting there because when we got there, they had told the media we could check, and it was a media event before the hotel was open.
Right.
The room I was stayed in, brand new. No one had ever slept in the room. In fact, they were still cleaning up the hallways when we finally got to our rooms. But we got there. They didn't let us check into our rooms till 4 because they weren't all ready yet.
Right.
So then I went and spent the day at Legoland because I'd planned on doing it anyway because I'd never been there. But there was this gal, and I don't want to mention her name because I don't want to I'm not supporting the cause, or I'm not going to advertise for him. I mean, her dad's doing enough for everybody. But he and some others, he had the professional microphone. It had her name on it. She's all dressed up in this princess because it was castles and
right.
kings and all that kind of stuff. But I was watching her when I got there, and she was had to wait for people to come in and do these little interviews. And then he kept going up to people and saying, oh, this is blah, blah, blah. She's a big YouTube star and all this stuff. So I thought, oh, okay, well, what the heck? But then as the day wore on, when I went back over there, I'm watching this little girl look completely miserable and tired.
Well, she's probably done with it.
Yeah, and she just wanted to go play with the kids that were playing.
Right.
You could really see that. She just, and then I saw her the next morning sitting there with the ribbon cutting, just sitting in the front row. Dad's making her wait so because she's supposed to do interviews. And she just looked so unhappy. Now, I could be way wrong on this because I watched her YouTube. I went to her page. She does have 55,000 followers.
Right.
And she's been to Comic-Con and all this stuff. On course on YouTube, she's all energetic and excited. I'm not really sounding any like a veteran of any kind, just kind of yakking. But when you see her not on the camera, she just kind of looks like kind of a sad little girl.
Probably. She's working too hard.
Yeah, exactly. At 9 or 10 years old. Right. And then I saw other parents doing the same thing. So it's really interesting now what's happening out there, because look at this kid with the banjo, that Mason, whatever his name is, a Walmart singer.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're
talking right. about. All of a sudden now, he yodeled in Walmart. He's playing at Stagecoach. He played at Coachella Fest. He was on Ellen's show.
He released a single
the
other day.
Yeah, right. He just released a single. And when you watch him sing, he just stands there, never moves. Mm-hmm. And very, you know, the same kind of, I don't know. Anyway.
I just don't feed into it. I just try to stay away from it. That's why I want to move into the woods and just be a hermit.
Well, there's a whole new breed of parents out there now. Mm-hmm. And it really is something. So I don't know.
It's money.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah,
YouTube makes those people make just unreal amounts of money.
I know.
They're like, it's horrible.
But it will stop at some point. I think it will change. It will become more selective. But I don't know. Maybe I should try to become a YouTube star. I'm not sure, but well. I don't know, but it was really interesting to watch. So parents, if you have grandparents out there. And you see your children doing that to their children, just kind of keep an eye on it. Make sure it doesn't get out of hand.
The grandparents already disowned all the kids. Yeah. They're gone.
I know. Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. We do have some contests on the website for a $50 gift certificate to Riccio's in Palm Springs. That's through the Desert Entertainer. And we also have that two-night stay at the Omni Tucson National Resort. But you have to go to the website to the contest page and see how you can enter, because it's not just sending your name. You have to do a few little things. All right. Borrego Springs Show. I played the Nashville show this past week on TV on Fox 11 for Traveling with Francoise. I'm going to bring the Borrego Springs Show back again. I don't know who on YouTube, it's not even a published link, and we have over 1,400 views on it. I don't know who's sending it to who, but
that's good.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of gaining its own momentum, and I will make it published after this Thursday on the website, on the YouTube page, which you connect through with Traveling with Francoise. Yeah, but I notice a lot of, I know, it's different generations who are really so into sitting there. I can't sit there and watch videos all day long on YouTube. I have no interest.
You know what? I would say I can't, but I do, so I can't.
So you do?
That.
Yeah, see?
But it's more so, it's just kind of the way my mind works. Like, I can't watch any of the stuff that you're talking about, like any of those videos of anybody interviewing anybody. I can't do any of that, but normally I'll think, well, how do I do this? And then I'll watch videos about how to do it for
hours,
yeah.
Cameraman Steve, he learned how to change the battery in his iPhone watching it on. Yeah, he watches everything on YouTube. Yep. So once in a while, I will. But I still have to jot down these little notes. I like directions. I'm a directions person.
I am too.
Yeah, turn left, turn right, go straight, do this. That's me.
Yeah.
Not just watch somebody do it and then try to remember how they did it and do it that way.
What I do is I watch how they're doing it and I kind of take notes. And then I more so try to watch why they're doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's easier. If you're figuring out why they're doing it, then it's easier for me to figure out how to do it.
Mm.
That makes sense.
That's true. Yeah, that does make sense. Well, okay. I haven't been on KESQ. I plan on being back next Saturday. Why? I don't know. I just didn't feel like getting up early in the morning. I'll just be honest. I just didn't feel like it. I took some time off of it.
That's good.
You know, that's okay.
You deserve time off.
Yeah, I just didn't. And something interesting, too. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to put them on the spot. But one of our listeners sent me an email. There was a show. I think it was, I'm going to say, at the McCallum. I'm pretty sure it was at the McCallum. And it was about some Asian dancers. Didn't even bring the email with me. But they were very upset because, and I don't blame them. And in fact, more people said it than just them, that during the show, they started kind of spewing propaganda.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and telling people what they ought to believe in and what they believe in and all that sort of stuff. And they said, they go, we didn't go for that. We went for the entertainment, the dancing, the, right. you know, the entertainment part right. of it, not propaganda. And I guess a lot of people left during the break because of that. So,
really?
Yeah. You got to be careful out there when you have the theaters and all that sort of stuff. People are savvy. They'll walk out now. They will.
Very much will.
Yeah, before they wouldn't, but now they'll walk out. They'll pay a bunch of money. If they don't like it, they leave.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Anyway, well, where did that segment of the show go? We do have some prizes to give away. We have some Cabot's Pueblo Museum tickets, some Living Desert Zoo and Gardens tickets. So we have Tom Snyder with Animal Samaritans joining us. But we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out what all our sponsors are doing and more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. This segment of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. We're going to be talking to Tom Snyder in just a little bit about Animal Samaritans, how long they've been around for, quite a while, and what they do for the Valley, how they can help you out and go over there and find yourself a cute little pet, too. Or you can be a pet foster parent. That might be fun. All right, Renova Solar, you just heard from them. I tell you, they are just so big into sponsoring events here in the Coachella Valley. The giving back, they give back on a regular basis to all sorts of events and nonprofits, and they're doing such a great job. So our hats off to Renova Solar. And remember, if they don't come knocking on your door, you give them a call if you have an interest in solar, and they'll come out and they'll talk about it and see if it works for you. So that's how easy it is. None of the other stuff. Now, the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, they're holding their Arts and Crafts Boutique on May 12th. So make sure you get on over for that. And that's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All of one-of-a-kind items created by the students and volunteers who are blind or visually impaired. So that is the Arts and Crafts Boutique on Saturday, May 12th at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. So you don't want to miss that. Command One Security. Remember, you receive three free months. Say that quickly. Alarm monitoring. They're the ones that started this. No one else. They've been around the Valley for so long, over 35 years, family owned and operated. That's Command One Security. Give them a call. Let them get your house secure and let them put in a system that you can actually use, that you understand how to use. Tie a Smile, Rancho Mirage. Well, they have so much going on over there, and a great place to people watch right there on El Paseo. Yeah, let's see. What else is going on out there? I saw Dick Shalhoub with McDonald's over at a restaurant. He does go to other places besides McDonald's once in a while. Stopped by and said hello with him. It was nice to see him not working. Yes, I think he probably was in some sort of meeting, but I'll just say that he wasn't working. Indian Ridge Country Club, we were there last week and all is going well. The 500, we have an event coming up there at Ristretto on May 12th. That is a book signing with three different authors, three different books. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on the show. But they do have vehicle charging stations there. The first 30 minutes, they are free, so you might want to go on over there and get your vehicle charged. Diane Williams and Associates, we heard from Diane recently. She's doing strong. And Tony Q, professional sharpening scissors, knives, gardening tools. He just did a whole bunch of those the other day. So your favorite pruning shears, let Tony do it. Give him a call at 310-365-5444. But remember, all of our sponsors' information is on the website. And if it wasn't for them, we would not be here. Yeah, we wouldn't be on the air. Yeah, it's that simple, because this is show is owned by me, Françoise Rhodes. So if you know of someone who would work well with Traveling with Françoise, either send me an email and I'll contact them, or you can just have them contact me that way, however you want to do it. All right, free events. The weekly freebies brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for Coffee Lovers, Gallery 500. So much going on over there. And located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Go to the website, the500ps.com. And if you drive by and you see all the lights at night on the building, a different color is because we have the program Lights for a Cause, where they represent different colors for different things. When Earth Day, the building was green and blue. Yeah. For National Day of Silence, which was Yesterday, I think it was rainbow. Do you know every cause has a color?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how people keep track of them.
Well, there are calendars out there that just have calendars of causes and the color of their ribbons. If you go to Color of Ribbons for events, pages of all these different colors of ribbons. Of course, after a while, red's very, very popular for a lot of things. Heart disease.
I would think red and yellow probably.
Yeah, red. I don't know so much yellow because it's a little light. Light.
Oh, right.
Yellow won't stand out like some of the, like red and pink and blues and stuff like that. Pink, of course, breast cancer. But red is one of the most popular ones. One of my favorite ones is the rainbow, which is used for a lot of different things. But yeah, it's interesting to go when you look up an event or a cause or a nonprofit, they all have their own colors now. So yeah, you got to color coordinate when you go to things. But anyway, so that's why the lights change colors at D500 at different certain nights because of its lights for a cause. All right, free things that are happening here in the Coachella Valley. I told you, summer comes along, and we have all these nighttime events out there that are free. Sean, you know who Ambrosia is, don't you?
Yes.
The band?
Yes.
Yeah, they're kind of a 70s band.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's familiar.
You know, actually,
I would know songs. I guarantee
yeah,
I would know the songs.
They're one of those which I would not remember the name, but if I heard a song, I would remember the song.
Yeah.
I mean, how many performers...
They very much that.
Yeah, they're out there. We have no idea what the name is of their band, or kind of we might have heard it, but but we hear a song and we go, oh, I know that song. Anyway, they're going to be performing at the Civic Center Park Amphitheater in Palm Desert on May 3rd. That's a Thursday because they're starting their concert in the parks that are going to be every Thursday in May. And they might have some in June too, but I know they're going to have 4 food trucks there to serve food. Because they're pretty big. I mean, these are pretty big concerts. People go there. They bring their lounge chairs and coolers with water and all that sort of stuff. They're free. So go on over there. It starts, let me see, the amphitheater at 7:30. But people come at all different times with the kids. And they set up camp. And
start hanging out and
yeah,
have a good time.
Yeah. And it's at night. And the weather's beautiful. So the first concert is, again, on May 3rd. And it's with Ambrosia. So check it out. That sounds like a lot of fun. And these are the free events. City of La Quinta, they have a Chairs for Charity event. The City of La Quinta is a promotional sponsor for the much-anticipated inaugural Chairs for Charity, a special fundraising event created by the Associates of Idlewild Arts Foundation. The exhibit will feature one-of-a-kind chairs brought to life by 15 artists at the La Quinta Museum. Now, they say this is a free event to the public. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. on May 3rd. So go on over there, and they say it's a fundraiser also, but I'm not sure. Maybe they're selling the chairs? I don't know, but it's free to go, so check it out. And that is at the La Quinta Museum in La Quinta. That's on May 3rd. Okay, May 4th. Can you believe we're already saying May, by the way?
It goes so fast.
I know. I'm going, May?
It's going to be summer in no time.
Yeah. And we're hitting some really great weather this week, too. Let's see. And May, the Braille Institute, on May 4th from 10 to 12, they are going to demonstrate Alexa and how this free voice-controlled device connects to your Wi-Fi, can play music, read news, weather books, control smartphone features, and more. And this should be very interesting from 10 to 12. That is on May 4th. Amazon's Echo Dot Alexa. They're going to demonstrate its use. These seminars are free at the Braille Institute. So give them a call at 760-459-6334 or online at brailleinstitute.org. Just show up. But I've heard conflicting reports on Alexa. Some people are saying the answers they're not finding very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but maybe it's also on how you phrase the question.
Yeah, and I think it just takes time. They're still, because it has to figure out what you're saying.
Do you know anyone that has Alexa?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either, but they say they're becoming very, very popular.
I know when my daughter's talking to her friends, I can hear them talking to their Alexas and playing music and
oh really
stuff. Yeah
huh.
But I don't know anybody who has it.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I don't either. And I thought, well,
but it will just keep getting bigger though, because it will be able to control more in your home, you know, because all the software is open, so they can just, people make things for it and then Alexa controls it.
But you have to, again, get all the dishwashers and all the electronic devices. You have to upgrade everything to go to do it so you don't walk over and push a button. Really?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, really. That commercial on TV where the gal walks up and goes, oh, because her Alexa wouldn't start her wash machine after she put the clothes in it.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. How hard is that to push the button? You know, some of it is just laziness. Also, some of the things that they were using that really were kind of almost laziness, they never really took off. I think Alexa will at some point more and more as homes.
Because it can do more stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
New homes will be built around systems like that where now they're being a lot of the new homes I see are just automatically getting solar put on them. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I should go see that just to see what. Then you really get in the habit. Just think about it. You're going to really get in the habit of telling something what to do. So does that mean that everybody's going to get in the habit of telling everybody what to do because they're always telling Alexa what to do?
Probably. Uh-huh. I go more the conspiracy stuff, and I'm just worried about something constantly listening to me in my home.
Well, of course they are. Of course. They keep track of everything.
I don't know. It's offsetting a little bit.
Yeah, we know that. This Big Brother. We knew it was coming. All right, Sunnylands in May. They have popular films on the Great Lawn. Their series resumes on May 4th, The Princess Bride. See, the movies start at 8 p.m. I think the gates open at 7:30. Filmgoers are encouraged to bring lawn chairs, blankets, small picnics, large coolers, alcohol, smoking, and pets are not permitted. Carpooling is advised. So that's another fun thing to do as the weather heats up. Go on out there to Sunnylands. Also on May 4th, Free for All, it's live music in the outdoor phase, Sikowski Sculpture Garden, beer and wine from Cuisseaux available for purchase, 5:30 p.m. So that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I say, lots of stuff happening here in the summer. I'll hold on to these and I'll finish them up towards the end of the show, but we do have some more. But right now we're going to step aside for our local and national news break. When we come back, we should have Tom Snyder from Animal Samaritans on the phone to chat with us about what's going on over there and to find out how many pets they have available as well. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Now, Tom Snyder, we had talked on the phone. He was all set to call in from Animal Samaritans. He said they were very busy, though. They have been out at the music festivals providing, they say that having a pet area for, I don't know, the celebrities or whoever was very calming for them.
For who?
For the celebrities.
Not for the animals, I'm sure, with the loud music.
Yeah, that's true. Probably not for them, but for the VIPs.
People who want to take their animals everywhere, they're ridiculous.
Well, they would bring rescue animals in there, I guess, and just for people to play with. And
yes.
Yeah. And
that I can see.
Yeah. So I don't know. But we'll just keep right on going. And if Tom calls, he does. If he doesn't, well, then he doesn't. So we were talking about free events, and I do have some information about Animal Samaritans. So they do such a great job here in the Coachella Valley. But we'll keep on going with the free events because we have quite a few. Movies are free to the public at the City of Rancho Mirage. They have their Singing in the Rain on May 5th. That is at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater, which is a really nice amphitheater. They did a remodel on it. It's in the park. It was I can't remember the name of the park before, but it is it's their one big park that they have. Cinema Under the Stars. That's really helpful, isn't it? The one big park that they have. Anyway, just go to the city's website and you will see a Desert Recreation District presents the Cinema Under the Stars series. So their next movie is May 5th, Singing in the Rain. So starts at sunset. So again, more free stuff. And how about this? Take a free guided walking tour of the public art collection on El Paseo as part of the Palm Desert's inspiring and fun-filled weekend of art and culture. This is all happening the first weekend in May. I think this might be the last docent guided tour because of the summer. It is free. And they will also, in the face, Sikowski Sculpture Garden from 1 to 3. There's going to be a docent-led tour of the current exhibit at the garden at 2 p.m. Also, don't forget Cruisin' Association, the Palm Springs Cruisin' Association on Saturday from 1 to 5. You know, they kind of cruise up and down El Paseo, and then they go over to the Westfield Mall, and they park, and it's just, they have a lot of fun with that. People go over there and look at all the cars. So a lot of free events happening here in the Coachella Valley, and they'll keep on going. they will keep on going all the way into next season, which will be here before you know it. The NFL draft, that has nothing to do with these free events, but did you notice it took over everything?
No, I didn't see
it. You didn't notice that? I mean, I went to watch
TMZ. I saw commercials, yeah.
Yeah, I went to watch TMZ one. I like to watch TMZ. And NFL draft. On the radio, they're talking NFL draft. All the sports station, NFL draft. Really?
It's a big thing.
I know, but gosh, come on. There's more than football out there. Can't these people hold off? And my football fans are going, Francois, don't say anymore. All right, let's go back to free events. How about the public art tour season finale features El Paseo exhibition. That is on Saturday, May 5th, the last guided tour until September. And anyone interested in learning more about the exhibition's interesting and thought-provoking sculptures, they are invited to meet on the northwest corner of El Paseo and Portola Avenue at 9 a.m. The city's free one-hour docent-guided tours provide interesting facts and insight into Palm Desert's renowned public art collection. Reservations are not required. Just show up on the corner of El Paseo and Portola at 9 a.m. on Saturday and go for it. You're encouraged to wear comfortable shoes and come prepared to enjoy and learn. So, and if you want more information, palmdesertart.org. And again, this will all be posted on the Traveling with Francois website. All right, there is a book signing. I mentioned it earlier at Ristretto, and this is on Saturday, May 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. Now, not only do we have one author, but we have three authors with their books. Aurelia Moon, Donna Fitzgerald, and Ulrike, U-L-R-I-K-E. She only goes by one name.
I can't help you with the pronunciation.
Yeah, well, it's U-L-R-I-K-E, Ulrike, and I don't know why the L would be in there, Ulrike. They will be talking about their respective books, Spellfire, Reruns, and Better Living Through Right Thinking. And the books will be on sale at Alia, but you can just go over there and talk to them and chat with them, and you don't have to buy a book, just go on over. Again, that's a book signing on Saturday, May 12th from 2 to 4 at Ristretto, which is inside the 500 building on the corner of Ramon and Palm Canyon. You could actually say Ramon in Indian because it's right there sandwiched between the two.
Right.
Yeah. So either or. Anyway, it's a big building there with the lights for a cause. You can't miss it. And the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, they have been busy all season long, and they are just as busy during the summer. They offer free swim lessons and free admission for recreational swim. So this is a special event open to all ages. The sign-up event on May 19th. Open to children ages 6 months to 17 years of age with a parent. Those registering will receive a free 30-minute swim lesson taking place at the event, along with free admission for recreational swim that includes an additional 2 guest passes for use that day. So for more information, you can go online to pdpool.com. If you've never been over there to the Aquatic Center, have you ever been there? No.
I have not, no.
It's really, they did a really nice job. It's a beautiful center, and they have different depth of pools for the different ages.
Oh, yeah.
They have those real little shallow ones that just for the little tiny kids, which they probably think it's really deep.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but and then they have all the
like a lazy river.
No, no. Oh my gosh, brain.
Water slide.
Slide. Thank you. There you go.
You're just moving your hand around. I wasn't sure where you were going with
it. I could see it in my head, but I was thinking of roller coasters that I saw at Legoland. Anyway, the water slides, they have slides and all sorts of fun stuff. So it really is a great place to go during the summer. And they have, of course, their lifeguards and stuff. So it's a controlled environment. And I've always thought, if you live in the desert, you have to know how to swim.
Oh, yeah. I taught Jasmine, as soon as we moved into a house, I had a pool in it. She was 4. I taught her how to swim when she was 4.
Yeah, you have to, because there's so many water features here as well that a little kid falls into that doesn't have the first clue, they could easily drown.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
It's sad. I mean, we hear it during the summer. It's so sad, but it happens. So I would say, and there are some other free swim lesson programs throughout the valley. Look around, Google it, check it out, call the recreation centers, but teach your kids to swim. It is so, so important. All right. We do have a couple tickets to Cabot's Pueblo Museum that don't expire until March of 2019. These are good, too. This is a great thing for your friends to do when they come into town and they want to go learn a little bit of history about the Coachella Valley. great place for them to go. I really like that museum up there. There's a lot more there than what you think. There's a fascinating story behind it. So if you'd like those two tickets, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Animal Samaritans. It says that they have been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. Combined with their veterinarian staff, has more than 150 years of experience caring for dogs and cats. Animal Samaritans also operates a no-kill animal shelter for dogs and cats. From our animal shelter, we provide pet adoptions, pet foster care, and run our Adoption Alliance Animal Rescue Program, while our pet therapy programs provide free animal-assisted therapy to disabled children. So they do so much over there, more than we even imagine. And that is through Animal Samaritans. Now, their business hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4:30 p.m. They have an office on an animal shelter on Ramon Road in Thousand Palms. They also have their veterinarian clinic on Petland Place in Thousand Palms, and that is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 12, and then they close for an hour and come back from 1 to 4:30. And they also have a veterinarian clinic in Indio, and that is open the same thing, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 12, and 1 to 4:30 in the afternoon. Both of those are closed on Sundays. The animal shelter is open Sundays by appointment only. So they do so much, again, for all our pets here, all our animals here, and animals that don't have a loving home in the Coachella Valley. You can give them a call at 760-343-3447. That's 760-343-3447. All right. And Kim Laidlaw, she does a lot of their marketing and such, but she had to go out of town and she originally was going to join us. So lots of things going over there. And like I say, they get very involved with the music festivals. So on that note, we're going to step aside for a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on this sort of laid-back Sunday as we go into May. My taxes are filed and done. I know, should have been a while ago, but all that. So we're kind of kicking back. We're getting into our relaxing mode, even though we still have a lot of things going on. But still, I don't know, we're starting to unwind just a little bit from all the madness. So we had a winner during the break. Who was that, Sean?
You had Susan in Palm Desert.
Okay, congratulations, Susan. I don't know why people, why do you all fight going to the Cabot Pueblo Museum? Not that you fight it, but really, if you've ever been, think about it. It really is fascinating. Sean, have you ever been?
I have not.
All right, I'm going to give you tickets and send you guys up there. You need to see it. It really is something. It takes you back. It really makes you think about how people lived here. And you have to think of this in the summer with no running water, no right. running electricity, but how cool these homes made out of mud and rocks and all that sort of stuff, how cool they really were.
Oh, yeah.
And how warm they stay. I mean, it really is interesting.
I've been looking into a lot of that stuff, actually. I told you, I'm just going to end up in the woods somewhere.
And a yurt.
I'm just going to grow everything. Okay. I'm just going to turn into a full-blown hermit.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's talk to Janet and Jasmine about that. Are they going to come visit you every now and then? Is that the deal?
Hopefully, yeah.
Right. It'll be satellite now. We zoom in. And, hey, Sean, how's it going? It's okay, Francoise. Yeah, I learned how to grow carrots today or something. I don't know. Okay, this weekly priced events is brought to you by Arcatire, formerly Desert Arcatire. They've moved to 31090 Reserve Drive off of Varner Road in Thousand Palms, about 5 minutes away from their other location. They do all sorts of embroidering and all that kind of stuff for your school uniforms and hats and charity events. And they'll put your name on your golf bag and give them a call at 760-343-7333. And remember, when you use Arcatire, you are also employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. Okay, things that you need to pay for. Here's something that came out. This is such a good deal. You cannot beat this deal. This is the Tramway Summer Pass beginning of May 1st. This pass is only $80. The cost of the summer pass with unlimited free parking, discounts at the restaurants, unlimited tram admissions. This is crazy. And this begins in May, and I think it ends What is it? The end of August, something like that. Here, it's, yeah, August 31st. This is such a good deal for people who love going up there, do a lot of hiking, just hang out, just to beat the heat. $80. You cannot beat it. You really can't beat it. So to purchase this, just go to pstramway.com. It is their Tramway Summer Pass. So really, it's such a good deal. Yeah, well, they have 50 miles of hiking trails up there, picnic areas, and multiple campgrounds, all within the 14,000-acre pristine forest. Well, Sean, I think you ought to go up there and start now.
There you go.
You can start practicing your camping skills.
I already am. I have no kitchen in my home.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
So I have a little double burner, and I'm totally camping at my house.
Okay, now before everyone panics, because the last time when you said you didn't file your taxes, people were panicking.
No, they haven't still.
They were worrying. They were worrying about you. Why don't you have a kitchen?
Oh, because we had that flood. And so we have the cabinets ordered, but my dad didn't have full faith that I would be able to get the kitchen demoed. So he came into town and we demoed it. So I have no kitchen, no sink. No, there's just a fridge in a room.
So now you have to wait till dad comes back to finish it?
No. I'm hoping they'll be here in another week or so.
Okay. All right, good. So don't panic out there, everyone. Sean's fine.
Yeah, my taxes, I don't think I make enough anyways.
Okay.
I don't think I have to file.
Well, we know Janet does, but you had people all concerned. Anyway, he's fine. Don't worry, folks. He's fine. Yeah. All right, here's something else going on. Palm Desert Aquatic Center, their summer dive-in movie series. Now, this is $4 per person, no charge for children under two. And their first one is Friday, May 4th at 7:30 p.m. So you go and you're in the pool watching a movie. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can splash around, watch the movie, stay cool. I don't know. Can't beat it. That's a good thing. So that, again, is the first of the series starts on May 4th, and then the next one is, let's see, Friday, June 1st, and then it goes to July the 6th. And we don't forget our big 4th of July event here in the Coachella Valley. All right, Seroptimus House for Hope, House of Hope, they have their 5th annual A Day of Hope event on Saturday, May 5th. That's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it is.
Is that interesting that not one of these events are based around Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
You think they would be, because that's going to be a fun day, too, here in the Coachella Valley. All right, seating is limited. Tickets are $50 per person. If you would like to go, it is 591-849-9491. And that is Seroptimus House of Hope on their 5th annual A Day of Hope event. All right, and the Living Desert, they have a celebration of National Train Day, which is Saturday, May 5th. Have you seen the train there at the Living Desert?
I have not.
It is very cool. That train is huge over there. In fact, at one time, that was the largest model train set in the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really a lot of fun. A National Train Day celebrates all things trains, and a free conductor hat will be given away to children under 12 while supplies last. Family fun activity centered around the Living Desert's 3,300 feet of track at the Garden Railroad, including a train treasure hunt, special trackless train rides around the zoo, and a choo-choo churro special. Churros are good. I like churros. The main line travels 940 feet of track over realistic-looking waterways and past well-known landmarks. It really is something, including miniaturized reproductions of historic Old Indio, the Grand Canyon, and Mount Rushmore. With one full-time staff member and a crew of 25 volunteers, the exhibit is active every day with at least 7 trains running continuously at all times. So Train Day is free for members or with a paid park admission. And I do have 2 tickets to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, 2 admission tickets. So if you want to win those, give us a call at 760-346-5694. That's 760-346-5694 for 2 admission tickets to the Living Desert. And you cannot have won in the last 30 days. So, Susan, you cannot call back and win those. So that is Train Day on Saturday, May 5th. And I know during wild lights, they have the trains tracks all lit up at night. And because they have little lights in all the buildings and stuff. And at Legoland, they had some interactive, in their Star Wars section, they had interactive Lego things going on. I tell you, how would you like that to be your career of building Legoland sculptures?
I'm curious to how many people it takes.
I don't know, but they were talking about the hours and the amount of Legos. I mean, some of them have 20,000 Legos.
Right.
Some, you know, it's just.
And I feel like it you would think there'd be a lot of people that helped out, but there wouldn't be. You wouldn't be able to because everybody would just be bumping into one
right.
another.
Right. Yeah. They're very detailed, and they say the hours that go in. Some of them, the hours were 22 hours into one, depending on the size, and right. it's more hours. And you know they don't work 22 hours right. straight to build them. It takes time. But that's probably just putting it together, just planning it, just mapping it out, how you're going to put them all together has to take an enormous amount of time. So, again, it was just really, really fascinating. But, okay. All right. And here are some events that I thought you might have an interest in. For those of you who don't get Westways Magazine, I always like how they are really good about promoting things happening here in the Coachella Valley and outside our area. They do a really good job. Here's the Cherry Festival, the 100th annual Beaumont Cherry Festival. I've never been. I don't know why. I hear it's a lot of fun. I've never been. But that happens May 31st. All the way May 31st through June 3rd. So you might want to mark that in your calendar that it's coming up. It's one of those that it's boom, it's here and it's gone. You forgot that it was even here. But it says you won't find anybody in the pits at this party, which started a century ago when a handful of farmers gathered to mark the end of the cherry harvest. Now it's a four-day celebration with a parade on Saturday, as well as live music, carnival rides, games, food, booth, beer gardens, craft, all sorts of things, and all the cherries you can eat. Parking and shuttle information is BeaumontCherryFestival.org. All right, Avila Beach, they're having a blues festival. If you still want some more music, that's on May 27th. Huey Lewis was supposed to be a headliner, but if you recall, Huey Lewis just canceled all of his concerts because of something on with his voice.
Oh, really?
So we were lucky to get him out here the Career Builder. But then after that, he had a couple big events. Was he supposed to be back here for Stagecoach? I don't know. I thought he was coming back into the Coachella Valley again, but he had to cancel everything. So if you're planning to go see Huey Lewis at the Avila Beach Blues Festival, he won't be there, but everybody else will be. And here's Old West Days Ramona. Ramona's not that far away. Of course, they have the Ramona pageant, which I think is happening right about now. This is on May 5th and 6th. It is the Reenactment Guild of America as it travels back to the 19th century days of frontier people, the American Indian Wars, and cowboys visit encampments that bring each period to life. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So this is they have a historic, authentic skits, all sorts of school tours, runs May 3rd and 4th, the Ramona Rodeo Grounds. That's where all this is taking place. It has two different days on here. Oh, for the school tours, it's 3rd and 4th. For the regular everyone, it's May 5th and 6th. So that's happening just close by in Ramona. Also happening out there, if you're into antique trucks, they have an antique truck show in Paris on May 6th. Ride trains and trolleys and view more than 100 restored trucks, fire engines, and military vehicles 9 to 3 p.m. at the Orange Empire Railway Museum. I didn't even know there was this museum out there. There's so many places out there, just little places that you didn't even think to stop or look, and you stumble across them and you say, wow, I wish I would have known about this before. And if you like the Joshua Tree Music Festival, that happens on May 17th through 20th. That's a family-friendly global music experience, presents more than 20 acts, along with yoga classes, children's activities, and a world market. Festival tickets include walk-in tent camping, and that is at the Joshua Tree Lake Campground. So go to the website, joshuatreemusicfestival.com. Now, we just had in the news about the fellow, and I don't think they've found him, that was lost in Joshua Tree. But the whole thing is kind of weird. This fellow, I think, is in his late 60s.
Talk about the one who left the note in the car?
Yes, and he's legally...
I think they did find him.
Oh, they did
find him. I think they did, yeah.
And he's legally blind.
I guess I could be wrong. Is he? I didn't see that part.
So how does he drive out there and leave a note if he's legally blind?
I don't know, because I think my dad was legally blind.
And he's still driving?
Well, I mean, he has LASIK now, and he could probably see better than I can, but
oh,
but growing up, I remember he had big, giant, thick glasses, and I think he was, or he may have been just short of legally blind, but he could still see, you know?
Yeah, well, I know he could still see, but you would think if somebody is legally blind that they shouldn't be driving and going hiking out by themselves, and you leave a note if I don't get back.
I think that's the part that I think is most clever. I think more people should do that.
What, leave a note if I don't come back in 2 days?
Yeah.
Here's where I am?
Yeah, because, I mean, who knows if somebody would have just saw that car. They may have thought, oh, somebody's just out there hiking.
Well, I just thought that whole thing was strange, too, because the news kept saying he's legally blind. I said, what's he doing driving if he's legally blind? I mean, he shouldn't be. And he shouldn't be out there hiking by himself either.
No, definitely not.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
I would almost be driving than hiking by himself. Only because you could make out the stop signs. Things are familiar. Whereas when you're hiking, it's all new.
Yeah. It can be very confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always go by the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Now, for some reason, the Earth's axis moves a little bit. I am in big trouble.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. We have a lot more. We have a lot of travel news, and we also have a first-time guest to the show, Craig Campbell. So come on back for more Traveling with Francoise right here on Muddy Radio.